The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome. This is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. If you can't tell, I am absolutely jacked up. I am fired up beyond belief. It is here. It is finally here. It started on Thursday with the Patriots and the Steelers. Week one in the NFL, baby. I do not think it gets any better. This is the time when sports are really, really at its fullest, the most fun time. We got baseball and heating up. You've obviously got college football going. Speaking of which, almost a couple upsets yesterday. Auburn almost goes down. Very interesting there. ASU sneaks by. Cal Poly. I know you're at the game, Jeff. That's pathetic, to say the least. No excuses, none whatsoever. Arizona State, man, these people were sold a bill of goods at the beginning of the year, buddy.
Oh, I think the national media bought into it, too. It's just insane how the actual on-field result is so much different than the preseason hype with the Sun Devils.
Absolutely, man. Just a lot of craziness going on in the sports world. That's how it is all the time, but we're here to talk about it for the next couple hours. We'd love to get you involved in the conversation. Stick around on the other side. We're going to hook up with Seth Everett, sports personality, man. The guy is awesome. A breath of fresh air, if you will. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for that cause, and we'll be right back with Seth Everett on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
An important floor you may not always think about is the one for your car. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about sealing your garage floor so it always looks good right after this. What's the first step of any building or repair project? I always make sure I have the tools and materials I need, starting with the QuickCrete mobile app. With easy one-touch access, you can watch project video instructions, quickly pull up a material shopping list, and make sure you have what you need, or use the app to figure out how much you need and find out where to buy it. You can even share your finished project via the Quick Share function. It's the tool you can use from start to finish. Download the QuickCrete mobile app on the App Store or Google Play today. One of the best ways to seal a concrete garage floor is with the two-part epoxy systems you'll find at your local home center. Start by cleaning up any of the oil spots and then use an acidic cleaner to scrub the whole floor before rinsing it with clean water. After it dries for a day or two, you're ready for the sealer. Unlike paint or stain, epoxy sealers are mixed immediately before use and you only have a limited amount of time to work with them. Once you mix it, you have to be ready to start rolling and brushing it on because the clock is ticking. Work small areas and keep a wet edge like you would with any other paint. If you're adding the decorative paint chips that come with some of these kits, you'll need to do that while the surface is still wet. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Now going to jump out to the phones and hook up with Seth Everett from NBC Sports Radio and a whole lot more. Just a sports personality, if you ask me. Seth, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, it's always a pleasure talking to you. You know, I want to get right into it. We're going to talk a little football and a little baseball, if that's okay with you, man. I'm sure it is, knowing you. Hey, you know what? It's week one. I mean, does it really get any better? This is, in my opinion, this is the time when sports really take off. You know, we got the finishing of the U.S. Open. We've got the week one of the NFL Thursday night, week two in college football. Is this not the time when people should really get excited about sports, Seth?
I don't think it's the best time. I think the best time is in March, but I think that you're close. I mean, March for me has, you know, the NCAA basketball tournament, you have spring training, March and April, really. You have, you know, the start of the baseball season, and then don't forget the playoff races for both the NHL and the NBA. So I think that's the best. That's my personal. I love the U.S. Open. I love the drama of it. I think the U.S. Open is one of the premier events in all of sports. You know, the NFL is funny because they spend an off season like they normally do with embroiled in controversy. They have nothing but problems, you know, controversies off the field to deflated footballs and all the things. And it just goes to show you that, you know, people love the NFL so much. And, you know, my theory about that is it's just tied to gambling. I mean, I think it's naive to think that, you know, people are just so excited about football just for the sheer joy of it. There's a gambling aspect of it, and people care more about their fantasy teams and, you know, how they do in a particular week than the issues that face the sport. The commissioner has had a completely horrible offseason. He is as maligned as any commissioner in pro sports, and that includes Bud Selig. And yet that'll get thrown out the window if the games are good today.
No, that's an excellent point. Seth Everett joining us, sports personality, NBC Sports Radio, guys all over the map. Check him out on Twitter as well, @Seth_Everett. But Seth, you know what? I kind of want to get into that today. You're right. There's so many storylines. You know, you've got the Green Bay Packers without Jordy Nelson. You got people thinking they can't do it. You know, the AFC, if you ask me, I really think there's two good football teams. You got the Patriots and the Colts, and, you know, I'm not necessarily sold on the Colts either. They have to protect Andrew Luck. Otherwise, you know, they're going to have trouble, and that's always been their issue with that offensive line. There's so many storylines. What's really biting you as one of the best storylines of the year?
Well, I think the one team that you didn't mention was the Denver Broncos. I think that I was surprised that Peyton Manning decided to come back for another year, but if he did, he has to see something. He didn't come back to finish 8-8. Plus, you look at their division, I think that they can do very, very well in the AFC West. So I find them to be compelling. Are the Colts ready to make that next step? You know, what about the warts about New England? You know, is there any after effect from everything that happened with them? And then where do the Broncos fit into that? I still think the Broncos are one of those elite NFL teams. I'm very compelled to see what I've seen from them. I'm very curious. I'll be watching their game with a lot of interest today.
Hey, in that game,
you have the Baltimore Ravens, who a lot of people are, it seems to be the trendy pick for the Super Bowl, or at least the AFC Championship. Is this a team that just tends to get overlooked year after year because the defense is faded? And there's that big joke on the internet that, whether or not Joe Flacco is an elite quarterback.
Well, the thing is, defenses think he's an elite quarterback, and defenses prepare for him like he's an elite quarterback. So, I think the Ravens are a really interesting team. I don't know are they ready to take that next step. You're right. You can ask the same questions about the Ravens that you could ask about the Broncos. I think in the NFC, it's a lot more parity. Have the Seahawks come down to earth when you talk about the Seahawks. And if that's the case, the elite in the AFC, how many teams are actually up there?
That's a great question. I mean, I really don't think there are all that many great teams in the AFC. Again, I think, you talked about Seattle. We got the Packers. Philadelphia. What do you think of them? I think they're going to be better than people think. I think Chip Kelly has a better idea of what he's doing than most people. He has an interesting way about going about it, but I'd have to say I'll give him a little bit of credit. He did a great job at Oregon. Do you think he can have his magic work in the NFL?
I've asked a lot of people that, including a lot of football people, because, I don't profess to have that idea. Bradford has to stay healthy. Now, to me, that's the easiest answer in the world. That's why I didn't want to answer it exactly that way.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, Andrew Luck gets hurt today. The Colts are screwed. Russell Wilson gets hurt today. The Seahawks are screwed. I think the same thing for Bradford. Has Bradford finally evolved into the elite quarterback that he was scouted as, that everybody thought he was? Is Chip Kelly and Sam Bradford's connection enough to get the Eagles into that next level? I'm very interested to see what Dallas is. I think Dallas is another very compelling team. This is the thing that the NFL has going for. They have gambling, and then they have parity. And I think that those are the two things that are a perfect recipe for rating, because that's what the NFL will get today. I plan on watching as much as my family will allow and the Jewish holidays will allow. But I have a feeling.
I'm with you on that one, Seth.
It's not the same, because I can remember days. I will tell you this. When I was 10, I think I snuck a Walkman into a temple to listen to a Yankee game on the radio. I remember doing that. I don't remember doing it for the NFL, but I do remember doing it for baseball.
Hey, speaking of baseball, we got to hit this real quickly. We've only got a few minutes left in the segment. You know what? The National League has been pretty interesting, especially in the East. The New York Mets have found themselves back on the baseball map. What can you say about them?
Well, I don't want to rain on their parade. I applaud them for what they're doing. There are some really wonderful people there, and I'm thrilled for their success. But the storylines, if you're going to look at this journalistically, the New York Mets in the last month have acquired a big bopper who's having an amazing run. They are playing the bottom of the bottom. They have played of the seven teams, of the last seven opponents, five of them are last place teams. And another one is the sinking Nationals, who are the other story. The Nationals are the collapse. The Mets have taken the fruit of that labor. People say, well, the Mets are scoring runs. They're scoring runs against the Rockies, the Phillies, and the Braves. I can score runs against them. The Mets are 20 games under 500 against teams that are above 500. And so when they get into a playoff situation, I cannot, and it is no bias. I have no argument against them. I am not. Our divorce was very amicable. It is not a personal situation. But I am objectively saying there's no way the Mets will ever be favored in any playoff series. They are 0-13 against the Cubs and Pirates. Fortunately, the way it shakes out now, and obviously this could change, the Mets will face the Dodgers in the first round. And that the wild card winner, who is a complete pick'em between the Cubs and Pirates, they'll take the Cardinals. I think that behooves the Cubs and Pirates, because the Cubs and Pirates would love to get their hands on the Mets. They own them during the regular season.
No, good points. Hey, before we let you run, a couple of predictions from you then. Super Bowl, let's hear who you have going to the Super Bowl, and let's hear who you have going to the World Series.
Wow. The World Series, I don't put that much stock in because of the wild card existence. You know, the fact that these games are such pick-ems. I'll give you one team that I think is the dark horse and my prohibitive favorite. I spent the last 2 days with them, the Toronto Blue Jays. I am a big believer in their lineup. The Tulowitzki injury hurts, but they can score runs, and their pitching has never been better. What a boost getting Marcus Stroman back after the ACL injury. That was massive. I love the Blue Jays. As far as the football is concerned, oh, my God, that's like literally, that's picking out of a hat. I am going to say that the Seattle Seahawks get back. I do think the Seahawks are compelling because they are out to prove that now that they're paying their guys, they can't have as many good guys. They have a mission, and they have something to prove. And I think last year's defeat really, really does motivate them.
You know, good stuff. I want to ask you one more quick question, and then we got to let you run. Really appreciate you taking time out with us today, Seth, by the way. Russell Wilson, you know, a lot of people talk about this guy negatively, saying he's not, doesn't have enough street cred or whatever you want to call it these days. How do you feel about Russell Wilson?
Personally or as a quarterback?
Both.
Personally, I wasn't impressed. I admire the charitable stuff that he does. He just doesn't, to me, come off as genuine as other athletes that I've dealt with. I felt that a lot of it was calculated. He had a lot of A-Rod in him. That's the best way to describe him. I can't call him a phony, but I don't know him that well. But in the conversations that I've had with him, I just found him to be very calculated. As far as on the field, he's got a lot to prove because the fact that he wasn't paid was a key to their success. Now that he got his contract, that's a big key for them.
Absolutely. That's a great point. Once you get paid, you still have to produce. So excellent point, Seth. Really appreciate having you. We're going to have to catch up with you throughout the NFL season just to talk sports because I love hearing what you got to say because, like you said,
it's a lot of fun.
All of your opinions are your own, man. I love it.
You got it, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Seth Everett joining us from NBC Sports Radio and just – great sports personality. If you haven't heard him, check him out. Seth_Everett on Twitter. Guy's awesome, man. Just totally coming up with his own opinions. And that's what we love here on the program. Anyways, on the other side, another Seth. Seth Marenbloom to talk to us about college football. And man, oh man, that was some good stuff yesterday too on Saturday. Wow. Oregon and Michigan State, it wound up living up to the hype. Auburn almost goes down, so keep it close. We'll be right back. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In case you missed it, we just talked to Seth Everett, who is always a breath of fresh air, very opinionated, and actually has some good thoughts, to be honest with you. Now, we move to another Seth, Seth Marenbloom from CampusPressBox.com. Seth, good morning, man. How are you?
I am great. How are you today?
No complaints, man. It's beautiful where I'm sitting. I'm not outside sweating yet, so we'll get there. We'll get there at some point. But speaking of sweating, you know what? Auburn really was sweating yesterday. A tough one for them. Can you explain this at all, or no?
I don't think anybody can really explain it. I watched the second half of that game, and I know a lot of people were. Had their concern directed towards Jeremy Johnson, the first-year starting quarterback for Auburn. My concern is more about what Muschamp has or hasn't done with the defense.
Absolutely. No, I mean, look, they have some issues at quarterback. We know that. He's got to make better decisions. For them to be a contender and to stay, how bad do you think this win hurts them? Let's go that route.
You know, I don't think it hurts them that much, depending on how they do in SEC play. Is if Malzahn can tweak that offense to protect Johnson a little bit more and really rely on that running game that he has, I think that can get them through SEC play and can also protect Muschamp's defense a little bit. But that is a big if that obviously remains to be seen.
Speaking of SEC play, Seth, there was a big game in Tennessee last night. For about 30 minutes of football, everybody said, you know, the Vols are back. You know, we're going to be singing Rocky Top all season long. And then Joshua Dobbs lays an egg in the second half, give it up for Oklahoma. Baker Mayfield, Sterling Shepard just coming in, you know, coming through in clutch situations. How do you look at that game? I mean, it was really a tale of two halves. And, you know, even in the overtime, it looked like Oklahoma was starting to dominate on the, you know, down in the trenches.
You know, Tennessee is who they are. I think that's the best way to put it. Dobbs, he had a quarterback rating of 20.5 in that game. And, you know, that one interception that he had was at the absolute worst time. They had to win that game, I think, in order to really substantiate the hype and to quiet all of their doubters. Now, you know, like Auburn, they still have the entire SEC schedule ahead of them, but I wasn't buying Tennessee before this game. I'm certainly not buying them now.
You know, we talked about Oklahoma a little bit, I think, when we had you on last week, and we said, I think I asked you, do you think Oklahoma is going to be better than people think, and could they possibly make a run? And you know what? They go on the road, they beat Tennessee. This has to be a very good stepping stone for this team.
I think it is a good stepping stone for this team, Baker Mayfield in particular. When I watched that game yesterday, I saw the first half. Baker Mayfield looked just horrible to me. I couldn't believe that was the best quarterback that Oklahoma and Bob Stoops could trot out on the football field. But he persevered through the game. He, you know, he made the plays when he had to make the plays, and, you know, they came out victorious with him.
Yeah.
Hey, Seth, you know, we had a couple teams at the top that, while the final score may have looked like it should have, the game itself didn't quite go the way the coach's game plan did. Looking at Baylor for the second week in a row, you know, I mean, they were neck and neck with the Lamar Cardinals for about a quarter and a half. And then you have and then you have that team at the top, Ohio State, who welcomed in the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors and only led them 14-0 at halftime. And it really sounds like the narrative is that it was one of the worst 38-0 victories of all time.
You know, with Baylor, I think they're one of, if not the biggest frauds in the country. And I didn't see any of that game against Lamar. I did watch a good portion of the previous week's game against SMU, and I'm not impressed with them, and I'm not even impressed with their offense. Basically, they have the one wide receiver run down the field. Everybody else kind of marks time and place, and, you know, that's where the ball is going. And then the defense giving up the points they did to Lamar, I don't think that bodes well for them at all.
You know, there was a lot of good games Saturday. Let's not kid ourselves. And, you know, the week before, BYU goes to Nebraska and they win on that Hail Mary. This week, pretty darn similar, to be honest with you, except the Hail Mary came with 45 seconds left, and then there was an interception on the next possession. So the score kind of doesn't look like it was as close as that game was, but let's be honest, man. Momentum is something that's pretty important, and BYU is building some serious momentum. How does this bode for them moving forward this season? Because I'll be honest, I've watched both the games. They look like a pretty good football team. They can score points. They step up and play defense. Do you see BYU being somewhat of a threat? And how awesome is it for them to win 2 weeks in a row, basically with two Hail Marys?
Well, one, it's incredible for them to win 2 weeks in a row on two Hail Mary. So, I mean, they definitely play 60 minutes of football. And, you know, that's a testament to what Bronco Mendenhall is instilling in that team and his ability to coach. You know, something else that's a testament to his ability to coach is he's now doing this with a backup quarterback. So I know the backup won the game against Nebraska, but to just continue this is pretty remarkable. And, you know, before the year started, I thought BYU was one of those teams that it was going to be solid, you know, would pose a real threat to some teams. And, you know, that was the game in November as a Missouri fan that I had circled as a real gotcha type of game in Kansas City. So I don't think it's surprising that they're doing what they're doing right now.
Jeff, fire away.
Hey, I only saw the score overlay, but you want to tell me what happened between Mizzou and Arkansas State? It looked like that was a little nerve-wracking for a while for you Mizzou faithful.
Yeah, it was, and I don't really understand why Gary Pinkel schedules a game on the road like that, to be honest with you. But he did, and he does. You know, to go a step further, you know, they play Arkansas State pretty much every year, whether it's on a neutral field or in Columbia, and Arkansas State always gives them a game. So the fact that it was tight wasn't shocking to me. The reasons that it was tight were shocking to me, though. Missouri's offensive line returned an experienced group of players this year, and they're just falling flat right now. You know, I don't think it really matters if it's Matty Mauk or the true freshman Drew Locke back there at quarterback. Until that offensive line gets its act together and you know, their position coach, A.J. Ricker, lights a real fire under their butts, I think it's going to look like this for the foreseeable future.
That is the voice of Seth Marenbloom from CampusPressBox.com joining us here on Dorf on Sports. Hey, Seth, I got to ask you, will you have time to join us next hour? Because we were cut a little bit short because the first Seth, we kept him a little bit longer. Is there any way we can get you back for hour number two?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to.
Sound, I mean, look, the bottom line is we've got to talk a little bit about Notre Dame and Virginia. That was a fantastic game.
Yes,
we've got to talk about Michigan State and Oregon and what that does for both those teams. So I do want to get into those things as well. Obviously, we are up against a break. I can hear the music. So we'll get to you at the same time next hour, if that's okay, Seth. Is that cool?
That is perfect.
Sounds good. So in an hour from now, or a little bit under, actually, about 50 minutes, Seth Marenbloom is going to join us once again to break down those games I was talking about and a few others as well. And we'll get back in the mix with Fred and whatnot, and we'll let him voice his opinion with us too, because I'm sure he's got a lot to say about UCLA football, and we want to hear it from him. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and thanks to Seth Marenbloom for joining us from Campus Brex Box on the show. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport: football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich, one of my tag team partners in crime, with me, as he is here each and every week with you. By the way, I haven't thrown this out here because we've had a couple guests right away, so if you do want to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and then also with our guest that we have now, at 12, John Poulter, for John Poulter, our professor of sports, who, by the way, good morning, John. How are you, man?
Morning, Andy. Morning, Jeff. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Doing great, man. I suppose that maybe the Toronto Blue Jays' 4.5-game lead has something to do with you being so happy?
Yeah, just a little bit. I was very pleasantly surprised with the way that the Blue Jays have gone into Yankee Stadium and taken the first three games of that 4-game series quite handily, albeit one of them yesterday in extra innings. Took 11 innings to put the Yankees away 9-5 yesterday. But 30 runs in three games in Yankee Stadium tells us a little bit about just what kind of powerful bats this team has. The one downer yesterday that Seth Everett referred to in our earlier segment was the injury to Troy Tulowitzki. And basically what they're saying is he has a crack in his shoulder blade. They will monitor it for a week. But just heard this morning that they picked up Darwin Barney from the Dodgers for cash or a player to be named later. So obviously that's a little insurance policy in terms of a middle infielder, and perhaps that tells us that Tulowitzki might be out for more than a few days.
Jeff, fire away.
Hey, John, when you play a doubleheader like the Yankees and Blue Jays did on Saturday and you have one of those multi-run extra inning runaway games, does game one bleed over into game two, or do you think that these guys are professionals and take the 20 minutes in between to really put it out of their head and just start almost a new day on the same day?
I think at this stage of the season, Jeff, they sort of put it out of their minds from, you know, to your comment, they're professionals, and of course, at this time of the year, it's not quite the strain on the teams that it would be earlier in the season because both teams are now working with expanded rosters and expanded bullpens. So not quite the strain that it was perhaps in April, May, June, or July, but certainly yesterday, by the way, that the Yankees and the Blue Jays were making substitutions and pinch runners and pinch hitters and one-on-one situations with their bullpens, you have to believe that both managers clearly wanted that game. Not only was it a pennant race, but a situation where the Yankees probably felt that they were embarrassed the night before by the Blue Jays. They wanted to get back in the series. The Blue Jays wanted to take the second game of the series to guarantee a split. So very much a competitive game.
You know, looking at the American League, that second wild card is definitely intriguing. You know, you have Minnesota still there, Texas still there. Who's going to win this thing, John?
Well, it's a very interesting race because apart from the fact that you've got the Yankees who are slipping a little bit but still have a 3-game lead on that first wild card spot, interesting if you look at the remaining games for the head-to-head games between the teams that are left. And it looks to me like Minnesota might be the team that holds the ace there because they've got 3 games with the Angels and they've got 7 with the Indians. And the Angels series is in Minnesota and the Indian series, there's one in Minnesota, one in Cleveland. So to a lot of extent, Minnesota can control their own destiny there. And it would never surprise me if they gave the Yankees and Texas quite a push. And, of course, then we've got that race between Houston and Texas for the AL West, and that heats up this week with a 4-game series in Texas. So I think that's going to be a series that we want to watch. And a week from now, we may be looking at a completely different standings list for the American League West.
I mean, we're at 142 games or so, you know, right around there. We're really coming up on the sprint, if you will, when you think about it. We always talk about it being a marathon, but at the finish, it's a sprint, and that's where we're at right now, John.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, when you look at the difference in the two wildcard races between the American League and the National League, it's very intriguing because in the American League, there's lots of teams that are 4 or 5 games or less out of that wild card spot, whereas in the National League, it's pretty well wrapped up. It's Pittsburgh and Chicago, unless St. Louis goes further into the dumper. But, you know, in terms of the American League, it's very competitive, and I think that's part and parcel because we've still got 2 out of the 3 races in terms of the division races that still have to be resolved. Kansas City, the only one that's really home free at this point, although the Blue Jays do look to have a better handle on it at 4.5 than they did a week ago.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think that the National League is a little bit easier when it's said and done as far as who's going to be doing what and who's going to be going to the playoffs. But there's a couple things that Seth said in that segment that were kind of interesting to me about the Mets, and I want to see if you're feeling the same way. Because they're beating up on these lesser teams that he's speaking of, is that really an issue, or is that just a matter of playing their – look, I understand what he's saying about being the 20 games under against the teams that are over 500 and then what he said about the teams that are under 500. However, is that a little bit of just the timing and they're playing their schedule, John, or is there some validity to what he's saying?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. Clearly, they have to play out the schedule the way that the schedule makers draw it up. But you and I had a chat about this a couple of weeks ago when your thought was that the Mets might be the team that would give the Cardinals the most trouble. And I differed a little bit on that. I said that I thought that the Mets could give them trouble, but to me, the team to watch out for was the Pirates. And I still feel that way. The Mets have suddenly started to score runs, as Seth alluded to when he talked about Cespedes. I mean, here's a guy that joined on the 27th or 28th of July, let's say the 31st for this conversation. So he's going to have 2 months, and in 2 months he's had 10 doubles, 3 triples, 16 home runs, and 41 RBIs, and he's batting .310. He's basically turned that team around from a hitting standpoint, plus the return of David Wright. We know all about their pitching. But I've always felt that the Mets were perhaps taking advantage of the fact that Miami and Atlanta and Philadelphia in that division were also Rans, and we knew that going into the season. And as we've talked before, the Washington Nationals are probably the biggest disappointment in baseball. So all of those factors, you know, without saying anything badly about the Mets and criticizing them, they have been in a situation where they've had an advantage that the rest of the division has not been as strong as it perhaps could have been, should have been, would have been. So I have to think there's some validity in what he's saying, but again, you have to give them credit for winning those ball games. At the end of the year, it's not who you've played. You play who you're told to play, and it's the number of W's that are on the column at the end of the year.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you who feels very similar to the Washington Nationals. Do you have any idea where I'm going with this?
You're going to talk about Milwaukee?
Yeah, I mean, think about it, you know, when you really think about it, they're very similar. Two teams, last year the Brewers had that 150-day lead on the division, and then they fell apart. It's been a little bit worse, I think, for the Nationals in the sense of a little bit higher expectations, obviously, but this has been just something that everybody's watched, and it's been kind of like a train wreck.
Yeah, it has. And you know, to the point that we talked about earlier with the fact that the three best records in the National League are the Pirates, the Cardinals, and the Cubs, you know, that's just Milwaukee's misfortune to play in that same division. And, you know, they're 5 games below 500 in the Central Division. They're 27 and 32. And when you're playing an unbalanced schedule as the majors do now, the games you play within your own division are key. And that is something that's hurt the Brewers big time. And it's unfortunate that they're in the division that they're in, but I don't think that they would have finished as low in a division if they had been in the West or the East. But unfortunately, they're in the division with the three best teams in the league, and they've paid for it dearly.
Absolutely.
Hey, John, obviously we've reached the Homer portion of this segment here. You know, we've talked about what an impact and what a spark plug Yenis Cespedes has been to the Mets. I know the Indians are a little bit on the outside looking in. I know you got a chance to see them a couple weeks ago in Toronto. Francisco Lindor, the really hyped prospect, gets called up to play shortstop, and he's just, both defensively and offensively, he's just added that it factor to the Indians lineup. Do you see him, despite the late call-up, in the running for Rookie of the Year in the American League?
Well, he's certainly in there. I don't think anybody is running away with it, perhaps the way that Chris Bryant is running away, in my mind anyway, with the National League Rookie of the Year. Lindor, I did see him for 3 games here in Toronto a couple of weeks ago, as you pointed out, and boy, that kid is impressive. He's a good base runner, he's great defensively, And there's no question that his bat is good now, and I think it's going to come around even more. And when I look at the fact that he's 20 or 21 years old, I have to think that the Indians have no problems at shortstop for a number of years. So in answer to your question, yes, I think he could possibly be the rookie of the year, because quite frankly, I don't think anybody has been tremendously outstanding from the rookie roster anywhere in the league this year. So I think he's got a great chance of it.
Hey, John, let me ask you this. You know, you said something about the Cardinals a little earlier. 2-8 in their last 10 games. You know, we've been basically, at least I have, I've been saying I don't see them not making it to the World Series. They're just so dominant. But, you know, we've also talked about this in the past, too, is when you're not really – when you have such a big lead and you're just playing the games, you're going through the motions, that may have a little bit of an effect on you. Any way you see them losing this division to the Pirates, who are only 2.5 games back?
Well, there's 3 games in Pittsburgh later this month, and if the Pirates swept them, we can all do the math and say that a 2.5 game lead quickly turns into a half game deficit if the Pirates were to sweep that series. But at the end of the day, I don't see it happening. But you know what bothers me is that they have been losing big, and they've been losing to teams well below them in the standings. I mean, other than the Cubs and the Pirates, you know, they've been playing the Reds and the Brewers and the Phillies. And from my standpoint, those are games that they should be winning. And one of the things that we have talked about earlier is the fact that the Cardinals are so deep that when one of their key players gets hurt, somebody slides in and appears to just sort of slide in as if nothing has happened. And I'm wondering now if those guys are starting to get a little bit tired, because all of a sudden they're in the major leagues, which is a 6-month season, as opposed to the minor leagues, which is a 5-month season. And perhaps is that extra month sort of catching up to them the way that it does with guys that make the team right out of spring training. So I'm sort of wondering if maybe it's starting to catch up with them. But one thing that surprised me this week was there was an afternoon game against the Cubs. They started Grichuk in center field and admitted before he started the game that he couldn't throw. And on a single to center field, he lobbed the ball to Haywood in right field, and Haywood made the play to try and gun the runner down at second base or third base. And I'm wondering how come a roster is so thin that you can't find a center fielder that can throw at this time of the year when you've got 40 players. It surprised me a little bit that the Cardinals had to play Grichuk in center field when they admitted that he couldn't throw. Sort of a little bit of a panic move in my mind that they had to get him in the game.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Jeff. Actually, I hear the music, so it means we got to get the heck out of Dodge, I guess. But time flies when you're having a good time, John.
It sure does.
Hey, we'll catch up with you next week, buddy. And you know what? We'll have a little bit better idea of what's going on and maybe even a little bit more confusion.
Yeah, it could be, depending on what happens in that Astros-Rangers series, could be a whole different setup this time next week.
Hey, really appreciate you taking time out, John. We'll catch up next week. Have a great day, buddy.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports who joins us each and every week to talk about Major League Baseball and some NHL hockey when the time is appropriate. So, anyways, we're going to wrap this thing up on the other side. It's been a very good hour, really good hour. Good contributions by everybody. So keep it close, everybody. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network for this hour. Got to thank Seth Everett for joining us, Seth Marenbloom, and then obviously John Poulter for joining us as well. Hey, Jeff, real quickly, we haven't mentioned this. I do want to get it out there, and we'll discuss it a little further with Fred. But obviously, Moses Malone, the passing of him, dies at the age of 60. I remember this guy, and I saw him play a lot of games growing up. I was a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan from the great state of Wisconsin. Went to every game I can imagine and think of from the time I can remember till I was 18. Saw many games with Moses Malone playing for the Philadelphia 76ers and then later to play for the Milwaukee Bucks. But too young for him to pass away, man.
No, way too young. Really right in the wake of Daryl Dawkins passing a couple weeks ago. You know, this is a guy that was going to play golf with Calvin Murphy on Sunday, and he doesn't wake up from his sleep, and it's just really unfortunate. I mean, this was the chairman of the board. This was the guy that pulled down boards, led the league in rebounding like six years in his prime at the end of Houston, his time in Philadelphia, just outstanding. And this is the guy that played against Shaquille O'Neal that he played so long. He played till the age of 39. He was drafted right out of high school. He was the last player drafted before Kevin Garnett in 94 or 95. You can't say enough about Moses Malone and what he did for the game of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, just, I agree with you, man. I really do. Just a terrible, terrible deal when you think about it. But hearts and prayers obviously going out to him and his family. And, rest in peace, Moses Malone. Anyways, we're going to have to take a quick pause for the cause, a little somber note to start. But let's get back into it, people, because obviously it's week one of the NFL. And Fred Wallen's going to join us as well. So keep it close, everybody. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.